Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom. The nation remembers 9/11. Now special coverage on WCBS.
People flocked to Lower Manhattan today for the reading of the names of those killed in the World Trade Center attacks. WCBS's Peter Haskell has more.
What is striking here is the number of people who are showing up for this event. This is year number 18. In some years, we had seen the numbers dwindle, but what strikes me today are the number of strollers. There are people here who lost family members who were bringing a new generation. We see children, we see strollers, kids who never knew a grandfather, an aunt, an uncle, but they are part of this. And we do see those pictures being held up. And what's always heartbreaking is these people in the prime of their lives, people in their 20s, their 30s, their 40s, with so much life to live, we see them in photos, on posters, on T-shirts, as families come together to be together.
WCBS's Sean Adams spoke with some of those families today as they were there to honor their loved ones.
It was a simple, kind gesture that saved lives. On September 11th, Ronald Fazio held the door in the lobby of the South Tower of the World Trade Center. His son Rob returns here every year to honor his father's selfless spirit.
My dad was an everyday guy, loved his family, loved people, always put others first. And on September 11th, he was on the 99th floor and he was last seen holding a door for people and helping them. When they were saying, come inside, I just had a phone call the other day with someone, said that your dad actually saved my life because he made me leave and didn't let me come back in. And those stories are incredible. I think what's more incredible is the type of person he was on a daily basis. It just so happened in those moments he was a hero, but he lived his life as a hero the whole time.
18 years later, the Hold the Door Foundation continues to help people grieve and deal with crisis. At the World Trade Center, Sean Adams, WCBS News Radio 880.
Jersey City's police and fire departments are holding their fifth annual 9/11 blood drive. WCBS's Marla Diamond is there.
On this day of giving back, Jersey City Battalion Chief Richard Gorman remembers the dust-covered 9/11 survivors flooding into his city on ferries.
This department, this fire department, this police department, this city, our name was called and we stood up and we were there.
On this 9/11 anniversary, many first responders and workers here at Exchange Place are still giving back and giving blood. William McClintock is the fire department's chief of special operations.
We got the word out, and the guys answered the call, which is awesome.
One of the lasting images of 9/11 is people lining up and waiting hours to give blood, says Rosie Taravella, the regional CEO for the American Red Cross of New Jersey.
They wanted to bring hopefulness back in their lives. And when you are giving a unit of blood, you are filling someone's life with hope. And there's nothing stronger than that.
In Jersey City, Marla Diamond, WCBS News Radio 880.
The Port Authority had to cancel today's Oculus Skylight tribute to 9/11 victims because of the transit hub's ongoing leaks. The Oculus Skylights were designed to open each year on September 11th at 10:28 a.m. to mark the anniversary of the collapse of the World Trade Center's second tower. The Oculus' ceiling has been leaking on and off since it opened 3 years ago. During last year's 9/11 ceremony, the rubber molding holding the skylight together ripped. To the Weather Center and meteorologist Bob Larson, it's a gorgeous afternoon.
It is, Michael. It's certainly warming up. Sunshine throughout the area at this hour. Cloud cover will start to build up later. And there could be a shower of thunderstorms in spots toward evening. Today's high 87. Would not be surprised if some western suburbs flirted with the 90-degree mark. We do anticipate a shower of thunderstorm tonight. It'll be warm and humid. A low of just 69. Humid tomorrow. A couple of showers and a thunderstorm. High 78. Temperatures now range from 79 in Islip to 85 in Elmhurst. It's 83 in Midtown with a high of 87.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.